ask me why I still pick this guitar. See, living that life on the road won't get you very far. I say, man, you should have been down in Tupelo, seen what was in the front row. There was this girl, beer in her hand, shooting me a play. So much pain. Took 6 months on a farm before I saved up. All my drinking buddies still out on the town, wondering why I ever settled down. But there was this girl holding my hand, shooting me a star to lie together grin. She's pulling me in, she's straightening me out, and now I'm this girl. Yeah, there was this girl. Yeah, there was this girl. There was this girl.
.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
All right, we're into the 9 o'clock hour here on the Remarkable Morning Show right here on WHSM Muskie Country 101. And as you guessed, it's me, Mark Lundeen, your host for this morning, just for this last hour. And during this last hour, I have a new keyword for you to enter into our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Today, you could be walking away with some gold jewelry and $200 cash at the end of the day today. Plus, every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for next week, a pair of indoor club level. I mean, this is exquisite. Club level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November, and some gas money to get you there. And if you don't have a buddy to take with you, I'll go with you. I'll volunteer. I know it's a burden, but I'm willing to do it. I'd be glad to go to that Minnesota Green Bay game. Can you tell my loyalty? All right. Anyways, here is the keyword. You say, wait a minute, Mark, where do I enter this keyword? Well, you first have to download the Civic Media app from your favorite app store. And then within the app, you look for WHSM, Muskie Country 101. When you find it, click on it. It'll bring you to our page, and you'll see across the bottom there's lots of different ways you can communicate with me, but the most important one is the text button on the far right side. Click that. Okay, and now you're going to enter this keyword. Are you ready for it? Seat. S-E-A-T. It's what you sit on every day, whether it's in the car or at work or it's your seat. S-E-A-T. That is the keyword. Look, oh my goodness, there's all my regulars texting away. Thank you for doing that. The only way you can do this is by downloading the app and sending me this text word. S-E-A-T is the word for to this hour. And we'll get you a new word in the following hours. But during the 9 o'clock hour, type in seat, S-E-A-T, to be a winner.
Baby, what are we becoming? It feels just like we're always running. rolling through the motions every day. I could lean in to hold you, or act like I don't even know you. Seems like you could care less either way. What happened to that girl I used to know? I just want us back to the way we were before. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I? Remember when we didn't have nothing but a perfect, simple kind of loving? Baby, those sure were the days. There was a time our love ran wild and free. But now I'm second guessing everything I see. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Take your breath away, light up a spark way down deep. Baby, do I? Oh, do I turn you on and on when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Tell me, baby, do I get one more try? Do I?
Point one FM, Muskie 101.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand, up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting a house and I'm mending a fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, it ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Thank you. Now I'm fixing the sink and I'm mowing the grass. And you made me a list and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
So we live out in our old van, travel all across this land, me and you. We'll end up hand in hand somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free, will ever be.
till the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. Lay underneath the harvest moon and do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. And ever be. No, we don't have a lot of money. 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 Travel all across this land, me and you.
All right, don't forget to enter that keyword in. If you missed it at the 9 o'clock hour, I'll give it to you right now. The keyword is seat, S-E-A-T. It's what you sit on, seat, especially when you're out fishing in a boat or maybe at the restaurant, seat.
Way up in the mountains, 4,000 feet high, there's a trail through the trees to a cliff where Carolina meets the sky. Oh, and there's a view I just can't describe. No, we're not there yet, just a few more steps, baby, wait. Okay, you can open your eyes. This is it, this is now. This is what I've been talking about. Looking out, can't you see forever? Take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together. If there ever was a time for a perfect kiss, this is it. This is now, it's what I've been talking about. Looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together. Surrounded by our family and our friends. If there ever was a time for a perfect kiss, this is it.
Musky 101.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Swing big at Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward, bringing you the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on Muskie Country 101. Mention the name Big G at Big Fish Golf and slice $20 off your round. Offer ends October 31st. Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community at WHSM.com. That's community at WHSM.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Musky 101.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on. When Eve first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shape. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. North Dakota, New York, LA, Houston, Tampa Bay, London. honky, shake it real low. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. So what really turns me on is the shake.
Listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
Traffic horns are honking, I've about had it, I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down by, I've forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor, man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get right with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
Muskie 101.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home $67 a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street.
she blessed him with 6 more mouths to feed. Now that's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be your best friend and tell the truth. Hand over you. Them home computers, boy, they'll never take off. Well, he sold his one-man shop to Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat and the heart of a faithful woman who never let him forget. Be your best friend and tell the truth.
With me today is Katie Rennick of the Great Lakes Project Coordinator for Trout Unlimited. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thanks for coming in. So, I didn't know there was an argument or some sort of a feud between beavers and trouts, and this the title of the workshop that you have coming up is Casting a Light on a Century-Old Controversy. So talk about what is going on with beavers and trout. Why can't they get along?
Sure. Well, I don't know if the beaver and trout necessarily know that they're having a big argument, but us here that are fishing for trout seem to think that there's a big argument about them.
Okay.
Some anglers view beaver as the main culprit for degrading trout waters, while others suggest that they create ideal conditionals for exceptional fishing. So some fishermen think that they do catch really big trout in those beaver ponds.
Yeah.
So,
what does the beaver do that would ruin the habitat for the trout?
Sure. So that's the big question. That's why it's such a complicated issue.
Okay. It's not a very simple answer.
Not a simple answer. No. So it's a complicated issue. And like I said, there's been arguments around it for a very long time. Healthy fish need healthy water. Trout
sure.
need cold, clean, well-oxygenated water. And when beaver build their dams and occupy these streams, they're going to be creating these wetlands and storing this water. But
okay. It
can also warm up the temperatures too much and create siltation.
Okay.
So you've got concerns of warmer water temperatures and then maybe the dams creating barriers as well. So maybe those trout can't get up to their spawning grounds. So that affects spawn as well.
And does the water get too stagnant for them, or is there still some flow?
Yeah, Yeah, there's still some flow. So it's not like a concrete dam that you see created. There's going to be flow coming through there.
Okay.
So the question is can those trout get up and around there? And
So what's the solution? How do we rectify this? Or is there a way to rectify it?
Sure. I don't know if there is a way to rectify it or if we have all the answers.
Yeah.
We're talking about complex species, a complex relationship. And, you know, research indicates that beaver activity is often harmful on lower gradient streams, but more beneficial in high gradient streams, such as those like out west where that mountain water is going to be a little bit too cold. So it warms them up. So trout find it more favorable.
Yeah.
But such as those here in the Midwest, the relationship is a little bit more murky. And I think more research is needed to untangle this complex issue in the area.
Yeah. So what has been your job with Trout Unlimited in helping people understand this controversy?
So my role as the Great Lakes Project Coordinator, I focus efforts on enhancing cold water conservation, efforts in the Lake Superior Basin. So my work includes planning and carrying out stream restoration projects, building partnerships in the area, and then bringing science like this beaver and trout relationship to the community to have real world conversations about it.
So is there one of the solutions is maybe going out and removing older dams that maybe a beaver isn't in anymore and to help move that flow again?
Sure. I think that could be a targeted approach is pulling the beaver dams that we know might not be beneficial to trout.
Yeah.
Some of those beaver ponds, the temperatures are too warm and the dissolved oxygen concentrations are too low. So maybe targeting those specific ones would be good.
Yeah.
In my research, some of the beaver ponds had really good brook trout habitat in them. So if the dissolved oxygen looked good and the trout looked good, the temperatures looked good. So maybe keeping those would be good.
Yeah.
So temperature and dissolved oxygen seem to be really important.
So in your research, keeping the dams up and allowing the beaver to exist in trout waters, you have found there's been some good things about that as well.
Yeah. They're not warming it up too much and the dissolved oxygen levels look good. So maybe it's an area where that's holding that water and keeping those stream depths from getting too low, giving those trout a place to inhabit.
Have you noticed any difference between those ponds and stream areas, northern Wisconsin versus southern Wisconsin? Is there any sort of difference in them and how the waters are flowing? Because I would think streams north of Hayward up along the lakeshore of Superior, they might be moving a little faster, having some extra force behind them that keeps them cleared out. I don't know. What do you say?
Sure. Beaver prefer to build their dams on lower gradient streams, so less than 6% slope. That is because you get the higher velocity water coming through and it's going to wipe out their dam. And
they're
not going to be happy about having to rebuild it again.
Yeah.
So they prefer the lower gradient streams. And you'll notice that throughout the state, the different gradient streams. And then there's also going to be differences in the geology and the geomorphology and the chemistry of those streams as well. So it's very intricate, complicated relationship between the beaver and trout. And that's why probably a targeted approach would be best. Yeah.
How do you work with the DNR? Is the DNR involved in this and how do you work with them?
Sure. Yep. The DNR is involved in this. Matt Mitro is doing research on the beaver and trout relationship right now. He's in the middle of collecting his data and should be anticipating results, I'd say, in the near future.
Okay.
I don't want to speak on behalf of them, but they are investigating the relationship.
Okay. This has been a century-old controversy. So what has happened over the past 100 years that have been learned about keeping beaver and trout together or separate them?
Not much. That's where my research came in. We gathered all the studies from Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Yeah.
And there was about 23 studies. And most of those studies occurred in the 40s. And not much has happened since.
So the
science is a little behind. And so we're really advocating for more research to help us understand this relationship a little bit better.
Yeah. So it hasn't been happening. Something, you know, studies done every year for 100 years. There was a very large gap. So, you said, we're getting caught up.
Yep.
Well, Katie, thank you for coming in, and I appreciate your input on the beaver and trout controversy. We'll talk to you again.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. For more of Katie's research and presentation, you can join her at the Sawmill Saloon on October 7th from 6:30 to 7:30, and you can register at the Cable Natural History Museum website. Science at the Sawmill, the beaver and trout controversy happening at the Sawmill Saloon on October 7th at 6:30.
You always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man, put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast, that ocean view is beautiful, but baby I just want you to know, he don't know you like I did. Money talks but I ain't buying. Cause love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger, one second it's a blessing and the next it's already gone. Settle down with him. She ain't wrong, the whole town knows that you had a bed of roses, but girl, you couldn't walk that line. You can act like you do it fine. Cause love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger, one second it's a blessing and the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony, my confession is a lesson that I'm pouring. Like you always said we would.
It's like no other station I've ever listened to. It's great.
Nobody plays more country.
Muskie 101.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's I said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's unthinkable. This kiss, unsinkable. This kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. You got me floating, you got me flying. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss.
Blue jeans painted on time, and everybody wants on Saturday.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to avoid transporting firewood across the state to help prevent the spread of invasive species. Moving untreated firewood from one area of the state to another is one of the most common ways that invasive species like the emerald ash borer and spongy moth spread. The Don't Move Firewood campaign is encouraging residents to buy local and burn local, urging them to purchase firewood from the area they're planning to camp in and leaving any of their unused firewood behind. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs have announced nearly $430,000 in grant funding awards for veteran mental health initiatives. The funding through the Veteran Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant Program is meant to support nonprofits that address the mental well-being of veterans in the state. Nine organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding, including $100,000 for the Indian Head Community Action Agency in Northwest Wisconsin. A Rice Lake organization is seeking to expand the availability of its laundry assistance service. Community Connections to Prosperity's Loads of Love program seeks to help individuals and families facing financial hardships cover the cost of doing their laundry through monthly events. The program is offered at Clothes Spin Laundry in Rice Lake on the first Friday of each month from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and the third Monday of each month from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. The organization is seeking additional volunteers and organizations to host future laundry events. State Representative Angela Stroud held a town hall in Superior on Wednesday to discuss some of the effects of the new biennial state budget passed over the summer. During the event, State Representative Stroud noted that the Superior School District is projected to lose nearly $2 million in state general aid under the new budget, which will lead to increased property taxes to maintain currently available services. The town hall served as an open discussion for local residents to consider alternative solutions to support the public school system. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Sunny skies this afternoon, a nice way to wrap up the work week. High temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, increasing clouds, a tad on the breezy side, low temperatures in the low to mid 50s. On Saturday, increasing sunshine, highs again in the lower 70s, still a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 57.
Muskie 101.
Watching you sleep. And I promise you, you're gonna have more than just the things that you need. We ain't got much now, we're just starting now. But I know somehow.
Just a few minutes left to enter in that keyword into your Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, do so at your favorite app store. Seat is the keyword.
Even weren't your tires leaving me in the dust. If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had. Bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four more. Baby, if I'm moving on, have scoreboard. Say you and your memory won me in this bar none. Me in this bar.
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed.